Hey there, Brian of London here. Yes, I'm a day late. And I don't really have a very strong list of what to talk about today. Well, I've got lots of things to say. So let's kick it off. I do not know what is going to happen to Bibi Netanyahu with the latest in the round of impeachment or indictments here in Israel. I had a look at the charge sheets against him that someone translated, and it looked pretty flimsy to me, but, you know, that's what courts are for. They'll have to bash it out through the courts. But I'm really suspicious of the Israeli legal system having been captured by the deep state far left, similar to America. So, you know, whilst I've got a somewhat open mind, what I dislike is dragging Israel over the coals. And I know this will be used by our enemies, and that's the problem. I mean, Netanyahu's an icon. He's obviously done tremendous things for Israel. Is the economy as booming as it would appear? I don't think so. I think we've got some structural problems, but everywhere does. But I just don't think that handing this much ammunition to people who hate our country and hate us as people, Jews, is good. On the flip side, obviously, if there is corruption, if there is wrongdoing, yeah, we take care of it, we look into it. So the only way is really to do a proper trial. But I've had some experience, at least with the civil legal system in Israel, and in fact even as a witness in the criminal system, and boy is it slow and doesn't fill me with confidence. Meanwhile, I've spent far too much time paying attention to the Americans, to what's going on with the Trump impeachment. And that whole story, that whole saga. I mean, like, for example, my main sort of podcast that I'm always listening to is No Agenda. But I supplement this with Dan Bongino's fine show. And now I've been listening to Raheem Kassam and Steve Bannon on their War Room impeachment whenever I can at 1.5 speed to try and get through it. And I mean that the dichotomy between the two worlds, the worlds that the sort of CNN, MSNBC people are seeing, what the news they're being given about the impeachment and the news that you're getting on the other side, it's total night and day. And I despair. I mean, of course, I also listen to the BBC for news about England. And they're getting the MSNBC, CNN, you know, the walls are closing in, it's all about to end for Trump. And I'm watching it, and I'm watching some parts of the testimony myself, like this Fiona woman who, you know, with the British accent from Northeast England. I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, there's nothing there. I mean, is Trump's call perfect? No, well, that's the line he's pushing, and I think he's right to push that line. But yes, Trump has every right to dictate the foreign policy of America. That's his job, nobody else. And these bureaucrats, just like back in the day, 30 years ago, when we watched Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister, and these other people who thought that they could dictate, you know, what is the normal foreign policy of America. Well, the normal foreign policy of America has been horrible. And that's what Trump was elected to change. And damn well he's going to change it, despite these. And then what got me actually about this Fiona woman was talking about the protocols of the Elders of Zion. She works for something called the Brookings Institute, when she's not a civil servant. I don't understand the sort of cross correlation there, but Brookings Institute is funded heavily by the Ford Foundation. Henry Ford distributed and printed 500,000 copies of the Protocols of the Elders of Zion in the 20s. And then she says it's the oldest anti-Semitic libel in the world. Well, no, not by 1,000 years. I mean, one could call the Quran out for some of that. And then there's the blood libels of the Middle Ages and the Black Death, and all these eras had their different anti-Semitic libels. The Protocols of the Elders of Zion was just a newly reworked version by the Tsars of Russia put out in the early 1900s. She doesn't know what she's talking about, and she's supposedly some policy experience throwing around charges that anybody who says that George Soros is up to no good anywhere is anti-Semitic, which is bullshit. George Soros is up to no good. He's up to no good in Israel. He funds every anti-Israel and anti-Zionist NGO going. And those of us who oppose everything he does are right to oppose everything he does. And we are not anti-Semitic for doing that. There are anti-Semites, I'm sure, who oppose George Soros, but it's nothing to do with him being Jewish, of what the badness of what he is doing. So she was off base on that. I see so many parallels. But I do, my kind of long arc thing is I'm starting to believe the people saying that Trump, well, he said, and Trump said this to Fox and Friends yesterday morning, he wants the trial in the Senate because he wants that proper trial. He wants witnesses. He wants to call Hunter Biden. He wants to call Shifty Schiff, put him on the stand, ask him what he wants to know. He wants to call this so-called whistleblower who's tied in behind the scenes with everyone. And it's, I don't know, to me it's obvious what was going on. It was obvious that they were spying using illegal methods on the Trump campaign and then the Trump transition. Those are just beliefs I hold. I did hear a little bit of clips of A.G. Barr talking about Epstein, and you know, maybe Epstein did kill himself, who knows. Anyway, that's enough. I will get this up on 3Speak. 3Speak's coming along well. YouTube is going to collapse. I've just been listening to actually one of the videos that my kids are watching about the gaming channels that they're watching and why the upcoming copper apocalypse is going to really hit them hard. You know, anything that might be construed as targeting kids, gaming channels especially, it's going to be really bad come January the 1st. And good, you know, I don't, that whole advertising supported model, it's going to go. It's not the way forward. I'm betting on tokenized cryptocurrency based future models where the people who watch are able to directly contribute to the people who are creating. And I think that's going to be this advertising thing, this online advertising thing, I think is a bubble. I just don't think it works in the way people think it works. Some of it is obviously worth it, but the vast amounts of wealth that Facebook and Google have managed to accumulate so quickly, I think it could be transitory. Anyway, we will see. It's Saturday here, back to work tomorrow, Sunday, and this is Brian of London at the beach in Herzliya, and catch you next time. Bye.